It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Raccoon stuck upside down in a sewer grate gets rescued by his buns.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you by Nom Nom, life in the snack lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Kevin, can I ask you a question?
May you?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you can.
I get what you did there.
Yeah, it's May. May I ask you a question?
You can ask me a question. What question would you like to ask?
How is the planning going for Emma's wedding?
Great. I want to ask you, did you not sleep a lot or?
I slept, I think, pretty normal, pretty good.
Okay.
Why, what am I doing wrong? Well, that usually means you think that.
Well, you seem, you're very fidgety today.
I'm very jittery today, and I don't know if it's, I don't know. Yeah, I just have like a lot of nervous energy today, and I don't know why.
So for like about the last 8 to 10 minutes, now I've become better at being patient with fidgeting.
Yes, for the most part. Mm-hmm. Although I even told Steve that yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I said, boy, I got to be careful this week. Jay seems like he might snap on me. Did I not tell you that yesterday, Steve?
Because of your fidgeting?
Yeah, because I was doing something yesterday.
Right.
And he goes, hey, are you doing such and such? And I thought, don't lie. You're the only person in the room. Of course you're doing it.
Yeah, I'm swearing.
And I go, yeah. Could you stop that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I think whatever it was, you were just...
Mm-hmm.
You were done with the fidgeting, and I'm sorry.
It's fine. I just...
What was I doing today?
You just did it again.
That?
Nope, that's not it. Wait, did you just do it? He's been trying to replicate the secret sound for about an hour of the armrest going up and down on an office chair, but the last, like, 8 minutes...
Yeah, you got it.
It's been just... That nonstop, just
yeah. I don't know. That was a bad thing for me to realize that these. Jay, I don't think I ever knew these arms adjusted.
Somebody else said that on Facebook.
When you did it on the Facebook, mm-hmm. I mean, when you did it for the secret sound,
yeah.
And I now know it. You know how fun those buttons are to push.
Yeah,
and lift the arms up and lift them back down.
I'm aware of it.
Oh, you're having fun pushing Jay's buttons.
Yes, okay. That's correct. So
I really
just I know you don't ever know you're doing it.
Yeah, I'll try to stop. I'm going to put my hands in my pockets.
Okay. Just,
I have a hole in this pocket. My hand goes right through to my undies.
Mm. Now look what you've
Story
done, Jay.
Number two.
I will do this with my hands, one hand in my pocket and one hand through my pocket under my underwear.
I don't need any of that.
You brought this upon yourself, Jay.
You kind of did.
Yeah, it is my fault for telling you to stop being annoying. That is that's my bad.
Well, I mean, I would have just kept my hands out, but no.
Usually I don't mention the off-air stuff on the air, but I mean, it was like, I mean, I had reached the end.
My apologies to you and your family. That is Jay doing that, not me.
It is not.
I don't know. I can't tell.
My hands are... deeply planted in my pocket.
That's good news. Anyway, back to the news.
People are always getting scammed, right?
Yes, I despise that.
The gullible people kind of, you know, fall for a lot of stuff.
And scammers, honestly, they're good at it, Kevin. Yeah, so sometimes even if you're not gullible, you're like, dang, did I just fall
right.
for that?
And the scammers are always finding new ways to take advantage of people.
Right.
The latest is apparently selling seeds of fake flowers.
What?
That are generated by AI. Seeds of non-existent plants named such things as Cat's Eye Dazzle are being sold on various legitimate-looking websites as well as popular e-commerce platforms like eBay or Etsy.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're doing is...
So they're selling... I see this thing now.
Did you Google it?
I see... Did you?
What
see
does it look like, Jay?
It looks like a cat.
It looks like a cat's face in a flower.
It does.
So guess what?
Of course, cat lovers are like...
Of course people want to buy that.
Yeah, that looks... That's the coolest flower I've ever seen.
They resemble cat faces with black eyes and a nose.
Man.
And it, you know...
So you click on it, and then they sell you fake plants?
Because that's right. They
obviously
sell you the
this
seeds.
Was generated, like you said, by AI. Mm-hmm. The flower was. Oh, that's terrible.
Now, luckily, it got stopped pretty fast where people were like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You know, cat's eye dazzle, not real, don't do it.
This one says 94,000 people bought it.
Yeah, I mean, it caught on real fast, and it was, you could get a pack anywhere between $15 and $30.
It's also not the end of the world money-wise.
Right, so people are just like, well, yeah, I'll buy that. Even if they don't grow, you're not thinking that it's fake.
Right.
But you're thinking, well, even if these don't grow, who cares? It was $15, $20.
Well, 94,000 times 15 is $1.4 million, so...
$1.4 million selling fake seeds.
Dang it.
And of course, people wanted them.
Put that to some sort of creative use, if you don't mind.
That is the thing, right? Oh, it's so frustrating. Because you're right. That's a creative idea. What you did there with your scam, very creative.
Yeah.
But use it for some good.
Yeah.
I mean, you could help us out here. Come up with some funny ideas or something.
I'm going to tell you what, if they come up with a dog eye dazzle, I'll probably buy it.
Of course you will. Mr. Dog Man over there, Dog Man Daniels.
Dog Man Daniels with a dog eye dazzle.
Scammers. No good.
No, I hate that stuff.
Okay, that's wild. 98, so 1.4 million. Coyote Country.
Got to beat the show in about 15 minutes.
You got a little case of love brain.
Love brain?
Love brain. You've heard of people being love sick, right?
Oh, sure.
Or,
yeah.
Where you're just obsessed with someone. Well, this is the story of an 18-year-old girl in China who developed an intense obsession with her boyfriend.
Okay.
And what happened was he kind of started to pull away because he was like, wow. Way too much.
A little too clingy or something. Yeah.
So she constantly monitors his activities.
Okay.
And would call him over 100 times a day.
Oh, wow.
The obsession escalated to the point where she caused damage to their apartment and, was just like, I will do way worse if you do not respond to my messages.
I just figured it out. If you're up for 16 hours.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me see. Let me redo the math. 16 hours times 60 minutes, right? Yeah. 960 divided by 100. So that's every 9.6 minutes she called him.
It's pretty good.
A lot could have happened in that last 9.6 minutes.
She is persistent.
Wow.
She was diagnosed by doctors with a severe case of love brain.
Love brain. I never heard of it.
A form of borderline personality disorder.
Well, yeah, it sounds like there's obviously some sort of help needed.
Now, she was obviously, she was diagnosed at the Fourth People's Hospital of Chengdu by Dr. Dudu Na.
Right.
Okay. I'm not trying to discredit it, but if I go to a guy whose name is Dr. Dudu.
Kevin Eugene James.
I don't know how much I'm listening to him. Anyways, Dr. Dudu said that it was a mild cases, maybe managed through emotional regulation. Severe instances like hers need medical intervention, and that's exactly
clearly
what they had to do.
Mm-hmm.
Just a crazy story getting love brain. I had never heard of
Well, it's interesting that they went to the doctor at some point. I mean, he's just like, look, I love you and everything, but you can't call me every 9.5 minutes.
No, you can't. And you can't say, if I don't answer your message, you're going to set fire to our apartment.
That also
right. Yeah, that doesn't work good.
The love brain. Love brain is a little old place.
How in the world do you keep a straight face when he walks in and says, hello, I'm Dr. Dudu Nah?
Well, maybe it's a common name, Kevin. I mean, imagine they walk in over here and they go, hey, I'm Kevin James.
Okay, that's fair. You're right. I understand.
No,
China
way.
Has different names.
Yeah.
I'm going to look it up. Hold on.
You're going to look it up.
Is Dudu a common? Oh, it's the number 2 most common name in China.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Have you ever just taken a spoonful of ketchup?
Kevin James.
No. I mean, I've licked it out of a packet.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey, beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
Morning, Matt.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again.
You sound like your voice sounds different.
Hang up and then dial your operator.
Mm-hmm. Boy, he does not sound like he wants to
no,
play.
No, he does not.
Does not sound like he wants to
play. That is a bummer situation for Matt.
He was very excited before.
Yeah.
Let me try and get someone else, I guess, right?
Yeah, do what you can.
Things happen, Steve. You never know.
Life's full of curveballs, Kevin.
Yeah. He could have gone through a bad cell spot. He could have just got in the moment and panicked and was like, I can't
do it. I'm sure that's happened. Up. Yeah, you're just like, no.
I don't know if I can handle speaking to radio's Jay Daniels and Kevin James.
Well, I'm sure that was it. I can nearly guarantee.
I'm nervous with these local celebrities.
Speaking of nervous, look over your shoulder.
I've never seen anyone handle pressure worse than that boy.
Why is he still on the phone?
I don't know. It's just, because he's absolutely terrified to get the wrong person.
Mm. Well, he's got it.
But he got somebody.
I think I hung up on several people. I don't know what was happening.
Because you couldn't figure out how to run the phone?
Yeah.
But you know how to run the phone, but when your hands are shaking nonstop because things went awry, you probably were just hitting buttons left and right.
Imagine if Steve was like your surgeon and you walk in and he's just hands just quivering.
Hi, nice to meet you. His hands shaking.
I mean, Kevin, you saw it as well on Friday when he was trying to feed a blindfolded Warren Strong.
Oh my goodness! Yeah,
a piece of salami or cheese or whatever
just
it was.
Shaking.
Hello, Jane. Kevin Show.
And the clouds opened up, and God said, "I hate you, alfalfa."
What? Huh? What?
Hey, boss.
Seth, how are you?
Good. Just doing I'll be your plan B.
Okay.
I'll be your silver medal.
He's going to be our silver medal. Was Steve nervous to talk to you on the phone today?
He didn't seem to be. He wasn't bumbling or nothing like that, if that's what you're asking.
No, yeah. That's a good thing.
Well, you're a comforting voice.
Very, yeah. Absolutely true. Yeah.
Making a red man blush. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Let's play Beat the Show. The category is Dwayne the Rock Johnson. Which are you sitting with a choo-choo train? What do you got going on?
Me?
Yeah. What was that noise? Was that Seth? Was that not Seth?
Like
yeah.
It.
Yeah.
Probably a text message coming through.
You're fine. Who would you like to challenge?
Culture. I'm probably gonna go Jay on this one because I feel like Kevin would be a good match on this one.
Yeah. Okay. Kevin. Now you're the scoreboard, Kevin. So I don't know if you want to write down maybe the answers and then make a little score sheet and then you can keep track of the points.
Well, I could, but I don't have a pen. I don't have paper.
That's good that you're organized. All right. See you in 60.
All right, here we go. Dwayne Johnson played football at the University of Miami. What year was that school established?
Oof. Let's go 1955.
Dwayne voiced Maui in the movie Moana. How many minutes is that movie?
Let's go 119.
Dwayne Johnson has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Is that true or false?
That is true.
Fill in the blank, one of The Rock's famous catchphrases is, if you smell what The Rock is, blank.
Pass.
Reportedly, Dwayne Johnson is 6'5", and his buddy Kevin Hart is 5'2". What is their height difference in inches?
What, say that again?
Dwayne Johnson, 6'5", Kevin Hart, 5'2". What is their height difference in inches?
15.
Dwayne Johnson is one of the most followed people on Instagram. Does he have more or less than 350 million followers?
Total? I'm going to say more. Less.
Ooh, at the buzzer. Let's see how Seth did.
Okay.
Jay is going to come back now, play our little game. Sorry for slamming stuff down.
What happened? Why would you slam stuff?
Just mad.
Oh, great. Okay.
That I didn't get to play, that's all.
Is that why? I bet that wasn't why. All right, let's see how we do here.
Oh,
Kevin,
man,
were you
oh,
slamming stuff loudly?
Yes, I was. Well, yeah.
Okay, all
we'll
right.
discuss it later.
Okay, I'm fine. Here we go.
Okay. Dwayne Johnson played football at the University of Miami. What year was the school established?
Jay's already hitting stuff.
I thought he was going to ask what year he played football.
Uh-huh.
What year was the school established?
Yeah.
1940.
Dwayne voiced Maui in the movie Moana. How many minutes is that movie? That's where the slamming took.
95.
Dwayne Johnson has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. True or false?
True.
Fill in the blank. One of The Rock's famous catchphrases is, if you smell what The Rock is, blank.
Cooking.
Reportedly, Dwayne Johnson is 6'5", his buddy Kevin Hart, 5'2". What is their height difference in inches?
15.
Dwayne Johnson, one of the most followed people on Instagram. Does he have more or less than 350 million followers?
More.
According to Celebrity Net Worth, what is Dwayne Johnson's estimated net worth?
27 million. Is that too high, Kevin?
Well, I think that's way too low.
Oh, it's way too low? Oh, okay.
Yeah, maybe way too low. Maybe. I know it's way too low.
All right, let's go through them.
Okay.
Dwayne Johnson.
Which one did you pound the counter on?
The second one, because I thought we were playing a round of guesstimator. But he recovered. He recovered.
Okay, let's see how we did.
Shall we go over the answers?
Should we go ahead? Should we move ahead?
To your voice?
Should we move on? It gets high when I get anxious, nervous.
Well, you asked what year the university was like established or something, and I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah, I thought it would be fun.
Well, yeah. Well, no one would know it, but I mean, it's fine.
I mean, it's closest to we could do. Yeah. I don't know. You want to know the answer?
Sure. I said 1940. And what did Seth say, Kevin?
1959.
1925 was the correct answer.
Wow, I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. That's why I guessed... that much off.
Dwayne voiced Maui in the movie Moana. How many minutes is that movie? 107.
Seth said 119.
Oh.
I don't remember.
That's a tie.
Jay,
I said 95.
You guys are really close.
I said 95. I said, so I think we were both off 12. Were we
yeah,
on?
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, one.
Everybody gets a point.
2-1.
Dwayne Johnson has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. True or false?
I mean, I just guessed. I said true.
Yeah, both said true.
Okay. Both were correct. Yeah.
You'll find out whose brain is greater
with the Jane Kevin guesstimator.
Fill in the blank. One of The Rock's famous catchphrases, if you smell what The Rock is
blank. Can you smell what The Rock is cooking? Is that right?
It is right. Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought.
There's a little...
I didn't know how Seth did not get that one.
Oh, what? Dude.
I wasn't allowed to watch wrestling growing up, dude.
Okay, all right.
That's why.
Yeah,
that's fair. It is.
Yeah.
Reportedly.
That's why you got the silver medal, man.
there you go. reportedly, Dwayne Johnson is 6'5", his buddy Kevin Hart, 5'2". What is his height difference in inches?
Man, math is hard.
Yeah. You both got it, but it does 15. Stump your brain for a minute.
Yeah, well, I just wasn't ready to do math, so right.
Yeah. Or you could have just guessed and then moved on to the next question.
I could have, yeah, but I got it right, so I'm happy with it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Seth got it right, you said,
you
Kevin?
You did, okay, yeah. You both got it right.
5-3, Seth.
Dwayne Johnson, one of the most followed people on Instagram. Does he have more or less than 350 million followers?
You'll find out. What did I say? I think I said more.
You said more.
You said more, Seth said less.
Yeah, oh.
He was going back and forth, though, between less and more. It was more. Or it is more.
Oh, Seth, sad. Sad, sadsies.
How many does he have?
Yeah, what does he have?
397 million.
He and I are so close.
Yeah, it's a lot. According to Celebrity Net Worth, what is Dwayne Johnson's estimated net worth?
What did I say? Like 27? What did I say, Kevin?
Yes.
What
Seth
is it?
Did not get to this one.
Oh, wow, Seth. Yeah. Too much dawdling.
Yeah, 800 million.
I guess it was a little low then.
Yeah.
Well, since it's closest to, wouldn't that mean that Jay went 7-for-7?
Yes, actually, that would be. Yeah. Wow.
Nicely done, Jay.
Sorry, Seth.
I should have picked Kevin. Sorry, buddy.
It's the first time I've ever gone 7-for-7. It was all guessing, clearly, so yeah. Gosh dang it. So I guess you need to pick a number there, my friend. What number would you like to choose?
Let's just make Steve's number job easier. Let's just do one.
One? That's like this. Is that the second day that's happened?
It is, yeah.
People are like, just get it over with. Just call her one.
Yeah. Well, yesterday was Kevin. Today was Seth. Yeah, there we go. Next?
Seth, thank you, my friend. See you, buddy. 509-441-0999. Caller number one gets themselves $15 the Dutch Bros.
All right. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
And she likes to drive, right? She definitely likes to be in control.
Oh, yeah. She was like, oh, this is perfect. I like to drive. You like to passenger. I was like, yeah, I'll be the co-pilot.
Kevin James.
And then she called me a passenger princess.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
Stat of the day, and it consists of a prize today. We're going to let somebody win.
What do we have?
We've got Silverwood tickets for Mother's Day weekend, which is the 11th and 12th, just so you make sure. That's the weekend that the tickets are good for. So, you know, you just want to make sure everybody got all the info here.
Next weekend.
Correct, sir. So if you would like to win those, you just have to get the stat of the day correct. Correct?
All right. We're going to play guessy-guessy.
Guessy-guessy!
This year, the average person will lose three of these.
Well, I almost just guessed. I literally almost just guessed. I'm like, wait, that's not how the game works. The game's for people listening.
That is correct.
Yeah, 509-441-0999. Are you just going to let them just guess, or are you going to let them they can ask a question? How do you want to run it?
Just let them guess.
Let them guess. Okay, give me the stat again, please.
The average person will lose nearly three of these
this year. Average person will lose three of these this year. 509-441-0999. That is the phone number to call. You take a guess. If you get it right, you win tickets to Silverwood on Mother's Day weekend. Hello, Jane Kevin Show.
Hi.
Hi. What do you think it might be?
I think it's AirPods.
Oh, jeez. Is this my wife? Hello. Hi, honey.
Can't find one right now.
Is that right, Kevin?
It's not right.
Oh, dang it.
No.
Thank you, though. Appreciate it. That's a great guess.
I had it in my ear, and my granddaughter was making earrings for me out of glitter silly putty.
Oh.
And
like
so,
you do, yeah.
Yeah.
Like you, like anybody would
like
do.
Like we all do, yeah.
Yeah, and which, by the way, I have a picture I'll show you guys.
Silly putty and glitter?
Yeah, it's silly putty that's like gold with glitter and little bees in it.
Huh.
It's supposed to look like honey.
Oh, I see.
And she was making earrings out of them and putting them on my ears, and they looked beautiful.
Jane
but
Kevin
I
Show.
I took my AirPod out, and now I don't know where it is.
Hmm. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hi, would you like to take a guess?
Yes, please.
Okay, the average American is going to lose three of these this year. What do you think it might be?
A spoon.
Spoon, Kevin.
A spoon?
Kevin, a spoon.
I will tell you. You are so close.
Dang it. All right. Thank you. 509-441-0999. Jane, Kevin Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. What do you think it might be?
A girlfriend, house, and a job.
It's a country song. We'll go with girlfriend since he said it first.
I mean, I think he was putting three together. And
yeah,
I
understand
that.
What
it was going to be
yeah,
like. You're
yeah.
going to lose your girlfriend. You're going to lose your house. You're going to lose your job.
Right.
Now, if you were to lose all three of those three times, that is a rough year.
It is a rough year.
It's not that. No, it's not a job. It's not a girlfriend.
Okay. And it's Jane, Kevin Show, hello.
Yeah, but funny points.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What do you think it might be, sir?
Pairs of sunglasses.
Sunglasses, yeah, that's a really good one.
Buddy.
That's a good
That's a guarantee.
Yeah. But he's not right.
No, that's not.
Oh, right. Dang it. All right, thank you. Give me
she
the stat
was
one
so
more time.
So close.
Give me the stat one more time.
This year, the average American will lose nearly three of these.
Nearly?
Nearly. So it's got to be one of those where it's like the average is 2.78 of these are lost each year.
It's not sunglasses. It's not AirPods. Mm-mm. It's not a girlfriend, a house, or any of that stuff. And it's not a
spoon?
It's not a spoon.
It's not a spoon, but man, that was close.
Jane Kevin Show, hello. Hello? Hi, Coyote Country.
Guess.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah.
I am guessing a bowl.
A bowl?
Yes.
A bowl, like, you know, like some bowl. Like if spoon was close, she's guessing bowl, like for cereal.
I see what she's thinking.
Yeah, my kids always lose my dishes.
It is wild. Like, where do they go?
Where are they possibly? Oh, are they with the sock?
Yep, probably.
Yeah, that's
a bowl. It is not a bowl.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Playing for Silverwood tickets for Mother's Day weekend. Jay and Kevin show. Hello.
Hello.
What do you think it might be?
Coffee cup.
That's a great one.
It is not correct.
The losing the dishes thing. Thank you, by the way. The losing the dishes thing. That's worse than a sock, is it not? How do you lose a dish? It's not leaving the house.
I don't know.
I've thrown them away before.
Oh, just accidentally just thrown in the trash. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's got to be what happens. That's got to be it. Hi, Jay and Kevin show.
Hey.
What do you think?
A fork.
Is that close to a spoon?
It is.
It's usually right in
it's
next
in the silverware
to,
drawer.
Yeah, next to each other.
Yes.
It's so close, it's actually right.
Yay! Hey!
It is a fork.
Way to take the hint. Nicely done.
Do you think you'll lose 3 forks this year?
I have a 12-year-old son, so probably more.
Yeah, yeah. They're throwing them away, aren't they?
Probably, yes.
Yeah. It's just like, oh, I dumped the food in the trash.
The fork seems more realistic, right?
It does.
Like you maybe take the bowl with you, you eat something, and then, you know, you maybe get the bowl back, but there's no way this fork's coming back.
I see it. Yeah. You're saying if you like take it out of the house, like on the road, is that what you're saying? I understand.
Yeah.
I think you
took it in your bedroom and you ate it, and then you kicked the bowl. Oops, the fork went under my bed. I'm not getting that. And before you know it, it's considered missing.
I feel like the throwing away thing is very highly likely. Like you just go to dump the stuff in the trash and the fork goes with it and you don't think anything of it. Yeah. Well, hold on 1 second. We'll get you set up with some Silverwood tickets, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
No, thank you. Have a great day.
Sorry to the lady who guessed spoon, because I bet you that's...